The writer Ernest Hemingway famously said about his minimalist style, "The dignity of movement of an iceberg is due to only 1/8 of it being above water." Now, 54 years after Hemingway's death, people have a chance to look at the depths below his prose. A new exhibition at the Morgan Library in New York has handwritten first drafts, outtakes, letters, notebooks, and photos. Tom Vitale has more.
This is Ernest Hemingway. The fifth column was written in the fall and early winter of 1937, while we were expecting an offensive.
In 1938, Ernest Hemingway made this recording to promote the publication of his play about the Spanish Civil War, The Fifth Column, written while he was covering the conflict for American newspapers.
And while I was writing the play, the Hotel Florida, where we lived and worked, was struck by more than 30 high explosive shells. So if it is not a good play, perhaps that is what is the matter with it. If it is a good play, perhaps those 30-some shells helped write it.
It's classic Hemingway, simple declarative sentences about rising above the heat of battle in the face of death. The new exhibition at the Morgan Library tells a different story, says curator Declan Kiley.
So much of his great writing is about failure. It's about weakness. It's about fear. Particularly if we look at this manuscript down here.
The first manuscript in the show, and perhaps the rarest, is 4 pages on Red Cross stationery, handwritten in a Milan hospital in 1918 by a teenaged Hemingway wounded during World War I. It's the writer's first story to feature his alter ego, Nick Adams. Here, a badly injured soldier falls in love with a nurse, then takes his own life.
It has all the hallmarks of the Hemingway style: pared down dialogue, brief description, arresting first paragraph. You know, Nick lay in bed in hospital, where from outside came the hysterical roar of the crowd walking through the streets.
The story has no title. It was never published, and until now, it's never been displayed. But it contains the raw materials for one of Hemingway's most celebrated novels, A Farewell to Arms. He wrote 47 different endings for the novel before settling on the one he liked. Kiley reads one of the 4 endings on display at the Morgan Library.
That is all there is to the story. Catherine died, and you will die, and I will die, and that is all I can promise you. I mean, it doesn't get much bleaker than that.
Alongside the alternate endings are the first 2 pages of the first draft of A Farewell to Arms.
And you can see the way in which he starts out, puts this line in, and then he writes another line, and he strikes it out, and then he carries on, and then you can see he gets unhappy here, and he's reworking things. But this is this absolutely beautiful, poetic, haunting beginning of the novel, and here it is taking shape for the very first time. In the late summer of that year, we lived in a house in a village that looked across the river and the plain to the mountains.
Hemingway worked hard to write prose that looked so simple, says Sandra Spanier, a Hemingway scholar at Penn State University and editor of the author's collected letters, being published in 17 volumes.
I think that what's valuable about this exhibit is that we can see the inner workings. We kind of see behind the curtain the tapestry with all the knots and flaws showing, but see how he worked his way into, I think, perfection in certain cases.
The exhibition lays out Hemingway's papers in chronological order, handwritten drafts of his early stories, the first 2 chapters he cut from The Sun Also Rises, and the letter from F. Scott Fitzgerald convincing him they had to go. Hemingway saved everything, and miraculously, almost everything is intact, says curator Declan Kiley.
These papers that you see collected here have survived multiple transatlantic voyages, a revolution in Cuba in 1959, and were packed up by Mary Hemingway in 1961, a month after Hemingway's death, and brought here to New York via Tampa. They were put on a shrimp boat, came back to New York on 61st Street, and they stayed there for many years until they were actually donated in 1972 to the JFK Library.
And they've been in storage there for 4 decades. But Hemingway might not have been so thrilled about the show at the Morgan. He gave written instructions that his letters should never be published. His wife waited 20 years after his death before agreeing. And he didn't like to talk about himself, as he made clear in the brief acceptance speech he recorded when he won the 1954 Nobel Prize for Literature.
I have spoken too long for a writer. A writer should write what he has to say and not speak it. A again, I thank you.
Ernest Hemingway never kept a journal. He put all his experiences into his stories. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.